This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rohn.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. On today's broadcast, a man stuck in a wheelchair for 27 years comes to one of David Hogan's services. David prays for the man. The following Monday, the man is scheduled to have both legs removed because of diabetes. You need to hear this story. It'll change the way you believe in God. What you think is possible for you, for what God will do for one, He'll do for another, and even for you. Today, we're going to jump into the middle of David Hogan's message. Here he is, David Hogan from Freedom Ministries.
I'm going to tell you this, I'd rather try than believe a lie. Look, I am pleased with your God. Amen. I'm here to tell you how powerful your God is. Hallelujah. In the last year, I'll give it 13 or 14 months, the services that I've been in around the planet, there's been a few hundred over 8,000 new converts. That's a lot. And I like that. I was in Australia back in November, and I'm with Ben Fitzgerald. You should know Ben Fitzgerald. He's one of Bill Johnson's guys. They're doing Awake Europe, and it's a big deal. Ben Fitzgerald, yeah. I recommend him highly. He's a young fellow. And they invited me to go down to Australia, right? So I go down there, and there's, I don't know, lots of thousands of people. It was awesome. But I noticed that I was the antique. I noticed that everybody was young. And that I'm the old guy. So I told my wife, what are we going to do? Every one of these folks is young. I'm thinking, what do they need with me? They're gifted. They're motivated. They're pretty. They're in fashion. They're eloquent. They're educated. So I told my wife, what is it that they need with us? So I told her, I said, I don't want you to be embarrassed. But I'm going to ask them, because they got money. They seemingly don't need me. So I decided to wait. So I did. I waited till it was about 70 to 90 of these leaders in a room, and they're all eating this fancy food. So I said, excuse me. I need to ask y'all a question. What do you need with me, the old guy? I'm an old soldier. I'm not eloquent. I'm not pretty. I'm tough. I'm not willing to bend. I'm not willing to understand. I need Jesus. What do you need with me? And they just all burst into laughter. Brother David, you're right about all of it. I said, I know that. I'm smarter than I look. So tell me why. Brother David, we have the education, the money, the clothes, the eloquence. We've all been taught how to speak, but we don't know anybody like you. We need to raise the dead. You need to teach us how. I said, that's the easiest thing I do. I have discovered that these great miracles of God is a blockage of men. For God, all things are possible. It's men that don't believe. And once you learn how to believe, God is amazing. And they said, give it to us. I said, all right, I will. So, now, I am pleased to report to you that since November, they now have documented 5 dead raises in Australia. So I want to hear the reports of Canada raising the dead. Do you hear me? I'm serious. I mean that. I don't mind coming in here in my blue jeans and boots. I don't mind people thinking I should change the way I look, the way I speak, the way I act. I don't mind all of that as long as you get the message. And the message is Jesus is King and God can do anything. All right, let's do something. You ready? I went to a service in the United States in the state of Arkansas. Arkansas is not famous. Lots of pine trees and ducks are there. I'm in a small church in the woods. You might not ought to go. It's a true statement. And I'm in, and the place is packed. These people with beards and flannel shirts, and everybody's got a dirty pickup truck sitting out in the parking lot. My kind of place. I noticed several wheelchairs in that place. And I'm the guy that's not afraid to pull those people up out of the wheelchair. More than likely, the Holy Ghost will blast them. If I can have the courage to believe God. I noticed this big man, he's a big frame guy, sitting in the wheelchair and he's got tubes sticking out of him everywhere. I've been doing this a long time, 40-something years. I know what that means. He's run out of options, so he is now ready to try God. So I roll back there with him. Now me, it's not that I'm not sensitive or not understanding or not caring. All I do for a living is care for people. But I get back there and the whole family's there. It's like a bunch of them, 20 or more. And they got him surrounded, right? Like a beehive. So I, excuse me. And I get up in there, right? And all these tears are flowing. I says, I need y'all to do something for me. Cut off the waterworks. How long's the man been in the chair? About 27 years. I said, how long you been crying for that man in the chair? Well, about 27 years. It don't seem to work. Stop it. We need to change the tears to rejoicing. I'm sorry for whatever it is that's got him in the chair. I do not like it either. But emotional outburst is not going to help you. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the fire of the gospel. That's what you need. I don't want to be not sensitive, not understanding. I want them to see this emotional roller coaster they're on is absolutely not working for them. And it's hurting the family. So I reach into the chair, right? And I start unvelcroing. He's a big boy. This is a big fella. And I get him up out of the chair and decided I shouldn't have picked him up. I mean, I work out every day, but it's not enough to handle this big guy. I held him for a few, you know, not minutes, seconds. And then, kloop, I put him back in the chair. And they didn't like that noise. I got the look from some of the aunties. I velcroed the man back in his chair, you know, and he's there. And nothing happened. Nothing visible changed. And he's just there, you know, hurting. He's groaning the whole time I'm talking. They leave, I leave. I went to another spot in Arkansas, in the woods. I wouldn't suggest going if I was you. I went. I'm sitting there. This was probably, it wasn't a week later, I'd say 4 or 5 days later, maybe. And I'm getting ready to talk, and there's this massive creature walked up on me. Big old boy. Come rolling up on me. And I put my hand out. You can stop right there. You need to stay over there. You're in my space. You big. You need to stay over there. I need to try, if I have to, get away from you. I said, now what do you want with me? He said, you don't recognize me? I said, no, I don't recognize you. He said, I'm the guy that was in the wheelchair the other night. I said, how is that possible? He said, I don't know. All I know is I went home, and late at night I wake up, and I'm burning on fire all over my body. Yeah. I said, what is it, man? He's, now y'all ready for this? He had advanced diabetes. Circulation was gone in his extremities. When I prayed for him, it was on a Friday, Saturday night. Monday, they're going to amputate both of his legs. I had no idea. I'm the guy that don't know. You're going to roll up in there in a wheelchair in my service. I'm going to mess with you. Because that great Holy Ghost that's with me, he's got a way of fixing people's problems when people don't even know he's in the house or around the place. I said to him, what happened to you? He said, I started feeling good after that fire burnt me. I went back to the doctor to get my legs cut off. And they did some more tests. And the doctor come in there with two different reams of paper. He said, this is you for the last 27 years. This is you now. I said, what is it? He said, the doctors said this to me. And we got it on paper. The doctors put it on paper. We've never seen this before in our practices. Do you know what that man's body was doing? Healing itself. They have proof that his legs had, they will cut them off above the knees, both of them. Both of his legs are healing themselves from the bones out. And the doctor said, we've never seen that before. And they completely released him from all medication. Isn't that something? 1 week. Say it. I want that. Say it. That's what I want. Say it again. I need that, God, in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Isn't this awesome? This is awesome. I'm called too aggressive, unorthodox, uncommon. You don't even look like a preacher, fella. Maybe not, but I can heal you. Them printed out copy people, they don't work. I'm telling you, you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you, you need the fire of the gospel. Amen. I'm telling you, your God is on the planet. I said, where's your family? He said, they back here. I said, come on. I got this. Now, this guy's big. I couldn't hold him. He was so big. Come on with me. We go back there, and I said, now, where the family at? And they all sitting there, all of them's heads down on the floor. I said, uh-uh. Give me them eyeballs. I said, now I want somebody to rejoice. Now, where's all the crying at? You ought to be crying now because you're so happy. At the power of the gospel, at the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, your God is amazing. Let me read that verse I found. Psalms 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. I'm telling you, I was in one of the most famous churches in all of Africa, and they roll in there. There's four wheelchairs, and the place is packed. There's lots of people, and for these wheelchairs to get to me, it's going to be difficult. I'll just say it like that. But I noticed them, see? And once they give me the microphone, I'm free to roam about. And I went up to the first wheelchair, and it's the same story. Stage four. Incurable. 4 days left to live. That's what the doctors in the hospitals and science said. And the mama and the wife and the brothers and sisters and the family are there and they're all crying. I said, how's the tears working for you? I'm not ridiculing them. I just don't agree.
You buy into the emotion of the event and into the word of what hell is presenting, you will lose this battle. But you buy into the heavens declare. And so when I got organized and was messing with this wheelchair, next thing I know, here comes another wheelchair, then another one, then another. There were four of these stacked up, stage four, at the end of life, money gone, nothing left to turn over, no more rocks or leaves to turn. Just die and go on. But I'm not willing to back down. Guess what? You at the end of your rope? That's a great place to be. You ain't got but one place, and that's heaven now. Y'all, I'm telling you, I was looking at those people, and they were desperate. They don't want to lose their kin folks. They don't want to lose their loved ones. And I'm standing there, and I'm the guy that God had in the path. I said, I'm glad I'm here. And one of the mamas come up to me, and she put her hand on my cheek and pulled my head down and kissed me. Me too, Brother David. Do you understand how awesome that is? She's going to lose her son, but she believes in the God that's in me. That's a good thing. So I went to each one of those people in that wheelchair and I kissed them. Men and women. Oh boy, they smelled it. They reeked of death. You know what they smell like? Yuck. Hell hates us. But Jesus loves us. Nothing happened. There was no visible signs of anything. I left. And I've got some good news for you. You want to hear the good news or not? All four of these stage four people from different parts of South Africa that came there to be healed, all of them are healed. Yeah. Say it with me. I like that. I want that. Say it with me. That's what I want. Come on, heaven's help. Heavens declare the glory. It's an angel's fault. They brought me this. It's not my fault. I'd have never seen it. I'm sure of it. I'd have read it 100 times. It would have never jumped on me. Because I repel goodness. I'm a man. I need help. I need the Holy Ghost and fire. I need that fresh bread baked out of heaven every day. Jesus is the bread of life. And I need to eat the bread of life every day. Fresh manna, fresh bread from heaven. And I need to go to the well of salvation every day. Isaiah chapter 12. And I need to stick my cup down into the well and take a drink every day. Ah! It brings life, but not only to me, but to others. This is valuable. We need each other. We need each other in Jesus' name. Do you understand? Oh, wait, whoa. Y'all probably didn't see this second part of this verse. The firmament shows. Say it. Show me something. I want to see the goodness.
I want to see the
goodness. I want to experience the power.
I want to experience the mercy.
Now look. Put yourself in this mother's spot. Her daughter is 15 years old. Extreme case of cerebral palsy from birth. She'd been taking care of this baby. And she heard a report about a man who believes that Jesus can do anything.
Amen.
So she gets her baby bathed. You understand how much work it is for a full-time, 100% hurt child? You understand how much money is involved? that you don't have. You understand the stress it puts on the family, on your marriage. Things that most of us don't think about. I try my best to get my hands on them. How do you know it'll work? How do you know it won't? You believe it won't. I believe it will. They brought that baby to that service. Another one of those vehicle things comes rolling up in church. It's so obvious. I saw it. And I'm wondering. I wonder what that story is. It can't be good, can it? Somebody's hurting. Some family is destroyed because of some evil. In my world, all sickness is from the devil. Do you understand? And so when I see the trauma and the hurt, I take it on as my responsibility to try to intervene and help. Do you understand? And so I saw it. But I don't know the story. If I wouldn't have went, I'd have never seen the child. But I was on schedule and I was on time. I went back there to the wheelchair. There's Mama. The desperation in her face, right? Because they've done everything possible. Every medicine, every new formula that's come, every herbal idea that everybody has, but nothing works. And then I roll up in my blue jeans and boots. Wow. Not afraid to look you right in the face and tell you how much Jesus loves you. The mama is just, all of a sudden you see these big tears. I haven't said a word. I just rolled up and looked at her. And I looked down into that thing. And there's this mangled up human body. It's pretty frozen and tore up. Looks rough to me. There's nothing I can do about it. But it's not about me. Never has been. Greater is He who is in me than he who is in that cart. His name is Cerebral Palsy, and we all know how powerful that thing is. But what I'm here to tell you is not how powerful that cerebral palsy is. I'm here to tell you how powerful your God is. Think about the mama. She wants to believe, but she has lived with this for 15 or 16 years. She's seen with her own eyes the torment day and night, right? Me, what do? Y'all know. I'll go up there and I'm looking at this baby, drooling. Y'all know. And what am I doing? Pulling the Velcro. Don't do that, Dave. No. You don't do that. That's what I do. I defy the Velcro. I pulled that baby up out of that thing, and I mean, you know, it was like you'd expect. It was spastic, you know, noisy, uncomfortable, unfamiliar. It was scared. You know that. You shouldn't put that baby under that kind of stress. Shouldn't I? Why do you have the right? That's not the right question. The right question is, why don't you? Because you do have the right. It was so awesome. It was uncomfortable. I got soiled. That baby was, and I got to preach, and I got that stinking stuff on me. Don't worry about the shirt. I always heard it like this. Don't worry about the mule, boy. Load the wagon. You hear me? That's right. And I'm holding this thing, it's jerking, it's, you know, it's trying to get away from me, but it can't. I got it. I'm stronger than this one. After a few minutes of messing with that broken, destroyed life form in my arms, I put it back in the thing. Mama straightened it up. You know what Mama did? What she's been doing the whole way. Taking care of that darling. You understand I like this? Can you tell I like this? See, I like this because your intellect can't take this. Because you know as well as I do that's incurable. Just like that diabetes. It's just not curable. And you're right. According to science and medicine, in our knowledge, accumulated knowledge in here, that's a true statement. But according to the great Holy Ghost and the fire of the Lord, that changes everything. I'm going to tell you this, I'd rather try than believe a lie. You understand me? I'd rather try and fail than believe a lie from hell. That's just how it is. So I went on about my business, had the stuff on, my shirt soiled now, but my wife, she'll clean it up for me. She don't mind. 3 days it was after we prayed, and they noticed the little girl's arm move. And they brought her to the hospital. And the body is healing itself from the inside out as well. Now watch. And now, it's been several months now, the baby is healed. Woohoo! Do you like that? So do I. I like this. I'm telling you, I like this. One of these things here, a man brought an inhaler, asthma, incurable. It will kill you. He brought it up to the thing, and he's looking at me. He's frail looking. He's pale. He don't look right to me. Middle of the service, he had to come up there while I was talking. I had no idea. Average of three times a week, was rushed to the hospital so he wouldn't die. 5 times a day, his lungs would shut out on him. I had no idea who that man was. He was a non-Christian. He just heard that maybe this man's God could heal him. Our God can help us. Our God can help us. I'm telling you, that man went into a seizure. They rush him to the hospital, and the hospital people tell him, "What have you done?" He goes, "Why?" He said, "Because your lungs, your body's reacting to too much oxygen." How did you get your lungs to expand to such a space? He said, "I don't know. I went to a service and this crazy human told me that Jesus could heal me, and I believed him." And they go, "Well, we need to study you for a few weeks, but it's looking pretty good for you." Now look at this. I'm average of 3 hospital visits a week for years and years and years. No job, nothing permanent in your life. Because of a demon spirit. And Jesus takes it off of you just like that. That's awesome. Say it. I can breathe.
I can breathe.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Born in the time of sin, yeah. God in the doctor tell you. In the time of your greatest trial, he truly was God to you. And he's God in the pulpit, God way down at the door, God in the amen corner, and he's God all over the floor. I know God, saying that he won't ever change. I know God, he always will be God.
David Hogan from Freedom Ministries.
Thank you for flying with Global Air Force.